With police brutality in the news, parents may be wondering how to talk to their children about racism and white supremacy. These are conversations that are familiar to Black families, but University of Illinois professors Shardae Smith and Helen Neville say all families should be having them. Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines spoke with Smith and Neville about best practices for both parents and educators. She started by asking Smith when parents should start having conversations about race with their children and how to make them age appropriate.
Parents should start having these conversations really early. We know that children as young as even 3 years old can recognize and develop racial attitudes and biases. So at an earlier age, exposing children to books and art with appropriate cultural representation and instilling these positive racial messages and engaging children in culturally diverse activities. And then as they get older, you may add in, particularly for Black children, some of these preparation for bias messages and begin to have a dialogue about the meaning of race in society and to make sure that you're open enough to answer any questions that they may have. And a lot of times when we're talking about racial socialization, many times it is the Black families that have been doing these types of parenting approaches, but this can be for non-Black families as well, and it should be because they're also living in this society. And when they are learning how to call out or recognize injustices or racial practices from their parents, and then they would be equipped to be able to engage in anti-racist approaches as they get older as well. And these conversations will become more complex over time. But when parents convey that they are open to having these difficult conversations, then kids are going to be more likely to disclose their experiences and feelings to them. And I will say that parents know their children best. And so they'll be able to fill out when is an appropriate time. But we have to keep in mind that children are going to learn about this one way or another. It's about how can we shape that narrative, and what and how they learn can be shaped by parents in a supportive family environment. And so starting earlier will be best because it will, you know, they'll face that reality.
Talking about race is something Black families and some non-Black families have been doing for a long time. But for white families, this might not be a conversation they're having. It's like a muscle they haven't exercised at all. Dr. Neville, what is your advice to white families who haven't had these conversations with their kids but want to start?
So the first thing that we have to do is to begin to, that folks need to begin to educate themselves about the role of race and racism and how it operates throughout history and operates in our daily lives. There's two kind of approaches to colorblind racial beliefs. One is where people want to just say, oh, I don't notice what race you are. We're all the same. And that could be called like this color evasion approach. And the other kind of racial colorblindness is this idea of not noticing or seeing racism. So the idea, you know, you could see and hear about the horrific murder of George Floyd and say, oh, race didn't have anything to do with it. So the first part I think is important is for parents to begin to get on their journey about educating themselves about race, racial oppression, and anti-Blackness in our society. And so I think that gets folks ready to have these open conversations in which they can be fully present for their children. It's important for people to know that they don't need to know everything, that they can be open with their child and say, you know, I'm just beginning to explore this myself, but let's have a conversation. This allows children to know that they can have difficult conversations in the home and that race is not a taboo topic.
I think it's also important to note that parents and guardians aren't the only adults in their children's lives. Dr. Smith, what can teachers do when they're asked questions about racism and police brutality?
So when teachers are asked questions about racism and police brutality, they can first and foremost acknowledge their question. You can say things like, you know, thank you for asking me that question. I want to answer you, but first I want to know more about what you know. And teachers can then acknowledge what kids know and validate their feelings, their thought process, the confusion or whatever may come out of the question in order to answer their questions in an age-appropriate way, as well as provide additional resources, developmentally appropriate resources that can help them grasp these complicated issues. And so I think when teachers, you know, shy away or put it off onto parents, they're sending a message that this does not belong here and this is not a conversation that we should have here, when in fact it is, and they're a primary socializing agent, just like parents are.
Dr. Neville, do you have anything to add? What about high school teachers and even college professors?
Sometimes what happens is that teachers then rely on the Black students or the other students of color in the classroom to speak up on these issues. And so the idea is that the teacher would not look to these students to educate other students. The second issue is that when these discussions of race and racism and police brutality, these are emotional conversations that come up in the classroom that sometimes can go sideways in ways that you never expected. And so when you shy away from having those difficult conversations, that can actually do more harm, particularly to Black students and other students of color in the classroom. So really, teachers can continue to gain their skills in having how to have these courageous conversations, and then also to learn skills to call out racism or microaggressions that could actually happen in the classroom that then can further harm students of color where they feel silenced, invalidated, and not understood.
That was U of I Professor of Educational Psychology and African American Studies Helen Neville speaking with Illinois Newsroom reporter Lee Gaines. We also heard from U of I Assistant Professor of Human Development and Family Studies Shardae Smith.